Titanus Johnson served three tours of duty, first in the Army as a private combat engineer in Ramadi, Iraq, and then as a Special Forces Staff Sergeant, Green Beret, in Afghanistan. But after 8 years in the service and those three combat tours, he crashed when he got home.
You know, it dawned on me like, okay, this is what they're talking about, transition. I kind of underestimated it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I thought that, I'll adapt. It was when you're still in and then you're home on leave and such, it's one thing. But then when it's completely over, you start to realize that your brain is, you know, kind of rewired more for adrenaline, for risk, for different proper responses to your environment. I mean, think of like driving a Corvette and all of a sudden you hit a brick wall. You know, now that momentum is just done. It's finished. It's stopped.
One-fifth of veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and depression, hindering the transition back to civilian life. For Johnson, coming home meant coming to terms with the past and making sense of the present.
I'm not a Green Beret. I'm not in the military. I don't have a mission. I'm not with men and women I trust. It's over. Get a job. Go do this. But I just didn't care.
And on top of that, Johnson started losing military friends to suicide. He finally found a creative outlet for his stress after befriending Brown County artist, metal, and stone sculptor Jim Connor. Connor taught him how to weld and work with different metals. Using his hands and refocusing his mind on creating art led to an epiphany. Why not invite other vets to help create large public art pieces to bring much-needed attention to veteran issues? And so, about a year ago, the organization Elder Heart was born. Their first large public art project will be dedicated Saturday in Nashville, an Indiana tourism hotspot that draws an estimated 3 million people each year.
Art is a mechanism to get involved in your community, to make something that's going to last a long time, that's going to shape the culture of a place you live in. Art can be beneficial. I mean, I love it, but it's not the sole healing factor. A lot of it is participation, helping others, sharing the story, telling your story. Because think, every veteran who's been a part of this project is associated with that plaque that tells 3 million people that this is what's going on.
At 20 feet tall and at a prominent intersection on Nashville's main road, the sculpture Soaring is hard to miss. Its 22 large, colorful fall leaves represent the average number of veterans who commit suicide each day. Jim Connor designed Soaring, while several veterans volunteered alongside Magnus Johnson, artists, and Brown County residents to create it.
I think the whole art experience is also very healing for these guys to work on things because it starts dialogue among them, you know, that I've been privileged to hear. It's made me more aware of what's going on and really to care about it, you know, to really, you know, look at the issue, and it's opened up some really discussions, I think, that I would have never had in my lifetime with people about what we do as human beings and how we try to heal as human beings.
In keeping with their efforts to bring awareness to the staggering veteran suicide rate, Elder Heart's next large public art piece is to be delivered in September to Rhode Island for a memorial honoring Rob Guzzo, a highly decorated Navy SEAL who took his own life. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dineen.